I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Despite the ugly way we started the spring in West Virginia, that cold weather will not last. And as we start to string together some of those milder days, the better fishing will follow, starting with the walleyes. We'll talk about them when we come back.
Ahoy there! How's the fishing?
Shh! You'll scare the fish!
Fishies love the safety pirate. Now tell me, have you taken a boat and safety course?
I have.
Oh, but did you know it's dangerous
to speed on the water? Yeah, I know.
Arr, smarty pants, are ya?
Stay safe on the water this year. Learn the boating rules and always wear your life jacket.
And remember to boat smart, boat safe.
A message from the National Safe Boating Council.
Generally in the spring of the year, among the first fish to start biting well will be walleyes and saugers. Now, these are not cold water fish like a trout, but they are considered a cooler water species. They thrive with temperatures in the high 40s to the low 50s in the water. DNR biologist Frank Jernasek tells us it's about that time.
They're just getting ready to spawn. I doubt if they've started yet, judging from what I'm seeing and hearing with the yellow perch fishermen. So the walleyes, they generally spawn in West Virginia when the water temperature is from 42 to 48 degrees, and right now it's right around that 42, 43 degree mark.
Now, walleye are a tough fish to catch at times. You have to be very specific about where you look for them, but if you start there, there are good numbers to be found.
On the Ohio River, the Monongahela River, the Kanawha River, the high percentage areas are in the tailwater areas where there are sauger also. And say below Kanawha Falls, on the at the head of the Kanawha River before the New River, the Elk River, they report some really big ones out of the Elk River all the way up to Gassaway.
So what is the allure of those tailwaters and the swifter water to the walleye?
The fish are attracted to the currents, and also the dams act as a barrier to fish movement, so they tend to be to concentrate the fish there. I don't think it's an oxygen, and actually it probably takes more energy to live in the current. It's just an attraction that fish respond to current.
If you're looking for pre-spawn fish, be very specific in the type of water bottom you're fishing.
They like a gravel or sandy bottom as opposed to silt, mud, or plants. So gravel bottom like we have in a lot of our rivers and in a lot of our reservoirs.
And there's a universal lure that catches the bulk of the walleye in West Virginia waters.
The universal lure in our area would be a jig and a twister tail, a 3-inch twister tail. Plastic grub, that's the one that I would use first, and that's the one I hear the most people have success with. Chartreuse seems to be the best color, although white and yellow work. But I like chartreuse, and that's where I get the most reports with. And I like a power bait, give them the added flavor, the added attraction of the flavor.
And deep diving crankbaits can also bring equal success in the shallower waters. Just make sure you're bouncing that lure along the bottom. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.